for that matter. But still the sight depressed her, for it was the same tiresome fare they had been eating every day, every meal, for the last month. She wished she knew where to find a bit of green lettuce, or a small egg, or a taste of cheese, or a corn muffin. There were eggs in plenty, not far off, in the hen house. But hens and hens' eggs are too big for a field mouse to cope with. And besides, between the garden and the hen house there was a wide sward of shrubs and grass, some of it grown up quite tall. Cat territory. She climbed up the tunnel, emerging whiskers first, and looked around warily. The air was sharp, and there was white frost thick on the ground and on the dead leaves at the edge of the wood across the garden patch. Mrs. Frisbee set off over the gently furrowed earth, and when she reached the fence, she turned right, skirting the border of the forest, searching with her bright round eyes for a bit of carrot, a frozen parsnip, or something green. But there was nothing green at that time of year but the needles on the pine trees and the leaves on the holly, neither of which a mouse, or any other animal for that matter, can eat. And then, straight in front of her, she did see something green. She had reached the far corner of the garden, and there, at the edge of the woods, where it met the fence, was a stump. In the stump there was a hole, and out of the hole protruded something that looked a little like a leaf, but was not. Mrs. Frisbee had no trouble at all going through the cattle wire fence, but she approached the hole cautiously. If the stump was hollow, as it seemed to be, there was no telling who or what might be living in it. A foot or so from the hole she stopped, stood still and watched and listened. She could hear no sound, but from there she could see what the green was. It was, in fact, a yellowish-brownish green, a bit of a corn shuck. But what was a corn shuck doing there? The cornfield was in a different part of the farm altogether, away beyond the pasture. Mrs. Frisbee hopped closer and then carefully crept up the side of the stump and peered inside. When her eyes got used to the dark, she saw that she had found a treasure, a winter's supply of food, carefully stored and then, for some reason, forgotten or abandoned. But stored by whom? A raccoon, perhaps? Not very likely, so far from the stream. More likely a squirrel or a groundhog. She knew that both of these felt free to help themselves to the new corn each year, and that they were strong enough to carry ears away and store them. But whoever had done it, why had he then abandoned the store? And then she remembered. Back in November, there had come from near the edge of the woods the sound that sends all of the animals in the forest shivering to their hiding places. The sound of hunters' guns shooting. The sound that is accompanied for someone by a fiery, stabbing pain. And then he never needs his stored food again. Still, since Mrs. Frisbee did not even know what kind of animal it had been, much less his name, she could not shed many tears over him. And food was food. It was not the green lettuce she had longed for, but she and her children were extremely fond of corn, and there were 8 large ears in the stump, a noble supply for a mouse family. Down under the corn she also could see a pile of fresh peanuts, from still another part of the farm, some hickory nuts, and a stack of dried, sweet-smelling mushrooms. With her forepaws and sharp teeth, she pulled off a part of the husk from the top ear of corn and folded it double to serve as a crude carrying bag. Then she pulled loose as many of the yellow kernels as she could easily lift, and putting them in the shuck bag, she hopped off briskly for home. She would come back for more after breakfast and bring the children to help. She backed down the tunnel entrance to her house, tail first, pulling the corn after her and calling cheerfully as she went, "Children, wake up! See what I have for breakfast. A surprise!" They came running out, rubbing their eyes in excitement for any kind of surprise in food.